matters arising. To further request Transport Department to provide pedestrian crossing facilities at the junction of Nathan Road and Shan Tong Street. This is paper number 35. And I would like to welcome Ms. Fong Men K from the Transport Department. So I want to ask the members, including Mr. Chow, Ms. Koh, Mr. Hoi, Mr. Chen, Mr. Chow, Mr. Wong, Ms. Wong, and Ms. Wong Kin Sam, whether they have anything to add. No, Mr. Chow? Ms. Chairman? This issue has been discussed in the District Council for about 3 years already. I've got nothing to add. I want to know the Transport Department's decision on the matter. Thank you. All right, so let's start by inviting Ms. Fong from the Transport Department to respond. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I have to apologize to members first. Last time, my senior Mr. Chen was out of town, and last time members wanted more senior officers to attend the district council meeting, but then Mr. Chen is out of town, and so I'm here today to reply on his behalf. In fact, we are aware of members' concerns. Our attitude is positive. We are now proactively looking at the feasibility of the proposal, but then we have to strike a balance between the demands of pedestrians and the demands of vehicles. And so we are now having headcounts, we're now having surveys on pedestrian and vehicular flow. And then there will be a TIA, and we will then iron out the details. And I would like to invite members who have proposed this item to a joint visit. We'd like to have your views concerning where the pedestrian crossing facilities should be, for example. Right, it's now the time for members to give their comments. Any comments, Madam Wong? Yes, Chairman. I think but there is some hope that there will be pedestrian crossing facilities provided, and so I'm rather encouraged. Ms. Fong said that there was a need to balance the demand of the vehicular traffic and the demand of pedestrian traffic. So you can see that in fact almost all members representing Mong Kok are asking for these pedestrian crossing facilities. We think elderly persons in particular need these pedestrian crossing facilities. I understand that you will be doing some assessment. Can I know when? Oh, because we're going to have only two more meetings before this present term of the District Council ends. Can you, at the next meeting, report to us the outcome of your assessment, please? Thank you. Mr. Hoi Tak Leung, thank you. Thank you. I've got a question for the Transport Department. What are the criteria that you adopt in doing your assessment? What is meant by heavy pedestrian flow or vehicle flow, for example? When are you going to start the assessment? When will there be pedestrian crossing facilities? And then, as Mr. Chow has pointed out, this matter has been discussed in the District Council for a long time. You may you can refer to our minutes of meetings. In fact, we went on site visits with you. We suggested suitable locations for the pedestrian crossing facilities. Maybe those officials have already been promoted, and as a result, the present officials do not know where the preferred locations are. Doesn't matter, but I want to you to tell me when you want the site visit to be carried out. And I want to say to you that, in fact, district councillors have gone on site visits with the Transport Department on some occasions. Right, any further questions? No? Transport Department, please. Yes, thank you. Chairman, I thank the members for their views. Concerning the timetable, I want to say that it takes some time to count the number of vehicles and pedestrians. And after we have done the counting, we have to spend some time analyzing the data. And so we'll need at least 2 to 3 months. But we are, of course, aware of members' concerns. We will look at whether we can deploy some manpower resources to do the assessment. And then as to what is meant by heavy traffic, what is meant by non-heavy traffic. In fact, we do have internal guidelines concerning the design of the junctions and how we assess the pedestrian flow. So we will have some internal discussion, and then we can give a report to members. And then as to when we can report back to members, now, we understand the time constraint, and so the members told me that, in fact, there were previous joint site visits. I hope that members can go on a site visit together with my senior, Mr. Chan, possibly within the month, or preferably within the month of July. Ms. Adam Koh. Chairman. I am grateful to the Transport Department for this positive response this time. So the Transport Department is ultimately attached importance to our suggestion. In fact, we have been fighting for the well-being and the interests of the residents. I hope that you understand why members are so concerned as to the timetable and the progress. We understand that we need to promote pedestrian safety as well as the safety of drivers and passengers, and we do not want to see traffic congestion. So we hope that a joint site visit can be conducted as soon as possible. And I think we really want to see the pedestrian crossing facilities there as early as possible. Mr. Hoi, 1 minute. Is it that you're going to do an assessment concerning the junction between Nathan Road and Shantong Street? So is it that you're willing to open up that junction? And who is going to do the assessment? Want to know whether that organization is a credible one. Today, we have other government departments here, so I hope that when you do the assessment, please do the assessment together with the police and the EMSD. Don't put the blame on other departments. Don't say that it can't be done because the EMSD thinks it's impossible to do the cabling and the wiring. Thank you. All right, any other questions? No? Then, Transport Department, any response to the comments made by Madam Koh and Mr. Hui? So, the Transport Department will carry out a joint site visit with members later. Should we still keep this matter under matters arising then? Ms. Fong, Chairman, Ms. Madam Koh wants us to start the assessment as early as possible. I can start next week, but we'll have to fix a date for the site visit first. And secondly, I want to say that, in fact, we are positive, we are open-minded in relation to members' suggestion. We want to see safety for pedestrians as well as for drivers and passengers. So we don't have any preconceived ideas. When we do the assessment, we'll do so in a fair and open-minded manner, and there are no preconditions. All right, so a site visit will be arranged. So members who have proposed this item, should we keep this item under matters arising? Mr. Chow, I think it's really better late than never. The Transport Department has said that its approach is positive. And so there will be a site visit soon, and I think we should still keep the item under matters arising. Right, so the member is of the view that we should still keep this item under matters arising. Any objection? No, then this item will be discussed again under matters arising next time. And I hope that the Transport Department can arrange a site visit with members as soon as possible.